Hello and welcome. This is The Friar. It is Friday, May 7th, 2021. I am so happy that you have joined us today as we continue this Rosary Marathon at the invitation of Pope Francis to pray a rosary every single day for an end to the pandemic and for a return to normal social and work activities. And I'm just delighted that you're here with us today as we've been praying along this whole month. We know that prayer has a tremendously positive impact, even if we can't always see it. And so I'm just so happy that you have been with us. Just a reminder, you can subscribe to our podcast by going to our website, thefriar.org. You will see on the right-hand side of the page all kinds of podcast providers. Click one of those, hit subscribe, rate our podcast, and you will be good to go. And by doing that, you will help us to become more discovered. Also, you can go to our website, thefriar.org, to subscribe for our newsletter, and you just enter your email address in the form at the top of the page, click subscribe, and you're good to go. It is such a powerful image that is often used for a parish or religious communities. It is the notion of family. Bulletin announcements at the end of Mass might reference the parish family. I know in the Dominican Order we speak of the Dominican family, to describe the various membership groups within the Dominican Order. But just as the word family conjures up positive and warm feelings, so too, thinking about some families has the opposite effect. In families where there has been physical or sexual abuse, for example, homes marked by domestic violence, families that are broken by dysfunction or addiction, families that suffer because of divorce or extramarital affairs, all of these examples do not bring the warm, fuzzy feeling to mind. And often, those who come from such families do not feel the freedom to discuss the abuse, and they so suffer alone. Yet the Second Vatican Council referenced the family as a domestic church. In Lumen Gentium, we read this: "The family is, so to speak, the domestic church." Paragraph 11. It remains important for us to strive for this ideal. And for that to occur ever more frequently, we need to pray for the family. In so many ways, the family is under attack by outside forces that cause deep suffering and hardship. As we continue this Rosary Marathon, let us pray for all families. Just a reminder, there are audio versions of the rosaries you can pray here. There's the rosary you probably learned as you were growing up. There is the Dominican Rosary, which is a little bit different. There's a LaSallian Rosary. That is there. If you want to pray with one of the 30 Marian shrines all over the world that are participating in this Rosary Marathon, you can go to the Vatican Radio website, and that's a link is also in the post on our page. It is at 11 a.m. Central. That's 1700 hours GMT, and you can do that as well. Thank you for joining us today. I look forward to joining you again tomorrow. Let us remember to pray for each other, and may God bless you.